Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The right way. Shake up. legendary overall mother DD Chanel, and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure present the precious moments of the living doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini grand. Make us gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus sister, $200 plus $10 pot. Runway open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen versus Femme Queen, Sex Siren, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother DD Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Delvin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3, May 14, 2011.
Location:
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sticks and Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early, get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Delvin Caan. Mini grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skit runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club kids face, $1,000. Open to all club kids performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security in force. Try it, if you will. Mother Erica Kane, Mizrahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to be real.
Wait, the legendary,
Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are here back live on the air for another installment of the show. It is a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your chest? What the fuck is on your breasts? What the fuck is on your ass? What the fuck is on your dick? Whatever the fuck you want to what the fuck about, It's tonight, honey. And we're not going to waste no time. We're going to go into my special co-host, Miss Femme Queen with 15 inches is on the line, and she must have some motherfucking what the fuck, because she's in the motherfucking building. So switchboard, give her a beat.
You got it going on. You got it going on.
What's going on, 15?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Just sitting up here relaxing, really drained out. I don't know why I'm
Me
so
too.
Drained.
Me too.
I'm just like, I'm so drained. You know, I wasn't going to call into the show. I was just going to pay it and have Switcherwood just cancel the show. I was really drained, you know, just going through a lot. I want to tell all the girls thank you for having me and your prayers, honey. I'm moving into my
How's
new apartment next
going
month.
With the apartment? How's everything going with
I'm
the
moving
apartment?
Next month. I'm moving into my new apartment next month, and I'm so happy, right. And it's lovely. And I'm moving back to where I'm from, Harlem, New York. I'm back in Harlem. Thank you. Thank you, God. Everything
you
worked out for a reason, honey. I'm
you
going back to Harlem
right.
World, honey. It's going to be a fested. It's going to be a fested summer.
Okay.
Yes, honey. I'm going to have a festive summer this summer in Harlem, honey. So check me out in Harlem, honey. I'll be up and down 8th and 7th and Lenox, honey. 125th, 116th.
Oh,
you know, all over. I'm going to be all over. I'm going to be all over Harlem, honey. Be all over Harlem. I'm back. I'm going back to where I know, back to my stomping grounds, honey. Yes. Honey. Baby, y'all girls in the chat room, thank you for your blessings in the chat room. And y'all action is it's 11-inch King coming up on the line. Y'all know, y'all start no stuff, honey. You know him and 15 got into it last time, honey.
No, we didn't get into it. She was just not cute, honey, and I told her she wasn't cute. She over it, honey.
Oh.
She's just not cute. She's just mad, honey. It's all right.
Yes, honey. Yes, but Nicole said she's out. And she's getting herself together for her trip to Miami tomorrow.
Yes.
She said she will definitely be up here a little bit later because my sister is definitely going to Miami this weekend. I mean, tomorrow.
What's she going to Miami for?
What?
She going to Miami just to go hang out.
Yeah, she's going to Miami. She's going to Miami for the function. She's going for the function, and she's also going to be out there. Until next week. She'll be out there for a week.
Who's the one to function in Miami? Is it Jasmine or?
Oh, no. Who's having a function? Steve Milan is having a function.
Okay.
Yeah, the Milans is having a function. You what you say?
No, he's cool. He's cool. I know Steve. He's all right. He's cool.
Yeah, the Milans are having a function tomorrow night. And
so
out there in Miami.
Did you hear about the fight that happened last week? I was trying to bring it up last night, but we was on a whole different subject. So
what fight?
And you didn't hear about that fight with Troya Lua and Diego Mugler?
Where? Oh, no. Well, spill the tea.
Okay,
I'm getting the juice right now. It was last Tuesday, and I hate it, but give me the juice.
It was at Escalitas, whatever was going on at Club Escalitas on the weekday. It was on the weekday, that's all I know, and it was at Escalitas, and they said that Troya Lua and Diego get the fight, and from what I was told, Diego got her ass kicked. But, you know.
Oh, what the tea I got was that Susan Khan and Little Trey were supposed to be talking, and something
right.
of that nature happened
right.
and the
right.
fight occurred.
Well,
Oh, God, it's messy. I'm mad I wasn't at Vogue Tuesday last Tuesday. But best to believe I'll be there tonight. So if y'all girls can come out and tear it down, honey, please, honey. Bitch.
Well, the shade was Susan and Lil Trey supposed to be talking, but Susan, see, the thing is that Susan used to talk to Alex Icon, but, you know, Weezy snatched Alex from Susan. You know, Weezy go with
Alex. Oh, yes, I remember that.
Susan, remember that, right? But anyway, so, Susan was in jail for a while. So she's been talking with Lil Trey, you know, every now and then or whatever. So they supposed to be talking, but the shade is, I thought Diego and Lil Trey was talking secretly. And now the shade is, though, is that Diego and Lawrence were supposed to be getting back together, and it's like a whole big menage a trois. It's like about four or five twisters in the situation that kind of want to go at it with each other right now. And
we need to have a twister battle, honey. We need to get Lil Trey. We need to get Diego. We need to get Susan. We need to get Lawrence. We need to get all the girls in one motherfucking building and let those bitches
air it out.
Sorry. Ooh, baby. Ooh, it's a mess, honey. Lawrence, if you're out there, Lawrence, because I know that Lawrence be listening or one of his friends be listening. Lawrence, you need to call in here, confirm or deny this team is going on, honey. What is going on, honey? You and Diego supposed to be getting back together, honey, after he left for school. What's going on?
But yeah, But the shame was, though, you know why Susan went to jail, right, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I know why Susan went to jail.
But you know who put her in. You know who snitched on her.
Who snitched?
Diego.
Oh, Diego.
You didn't get that beat? You didn't get that beat?
Oh, no, I didn't get that beat. I knew Susan.
Yes.
I knew Susan had got locked up. She got locked up over her Best Buy situation in Jersey, never going back to court. And she had got bills. I never went back to court. Honey, but I didn't know Diego was the one that called the bills people and told them where she was at.
What happened was the police went after Diego because Diego had something to do with the situation. Diego snitched and gave Susan's name, so he wouldn't go to jail for it. So then they gassed Susan or whatever, so Susan just got out. And the shade was Diego and Lil Trey is so-called talking, but now Susan's snatching Lil Trey from Diego because she want to get back at Diego. And the shade is Susan really want to fight Diego. But Diego and Lil Trey end up fighting, and they said Diego get her ass kicked or whatever, but Susan want a piece of this Diego now.
Oh, no, honey. Oh, chill. Honey, hold on. We got a caller. Let's see what this caller got to add to this conversation. 240-581. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Well, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I was really trying to wait until y'all marinated for a little while. But since I know Fem Queen be getting some teas, I wanted to get this tea out first before
all
she said
right.
Because I don't know if you know this tea, but she might know it, but I wanted to be the first one to get it out, Kelly. So I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and he tells me that not only on that same night as the Diego and the child was fighting, but some queen or some drags or something like that supposed to came from Jersey, supposed to had a dispute with Yolanda. And she came up in the club.
Oh, my God. Vogue Tuesdays was, they voted in the name last week, bitch. I'm so mad I was not on last week. I missed the Vogue Tuesday, bitch. I'm over it, honey. I was still traumatized by that fire, bitch, but I'm bragging. But I'm going to be out tonight. So who was trying to beat Miss Yolanda?
Okay, so anyway, so the child here, so the child was dressing all black, I heard, and she had a ponytail, and she was had her arms crossed, and she was walking around there like G-Unit, just, you know, just watching the ball and watching the girls and everything like that. So they said, shut up, the queen. So the ball was over, she walks up to Yolanda, and she said, yes, so what's up now, bitch? And so Yolanda looked at her like, excuse me? And then the child was supposed to say, you heard what I said. You hit all that mouth before, bitch. What's up now? And Yolanda was like, well, what are you talking about? Well, before she could finish everything that she had to say, she snatched Yolanda's guilt off and threw it in the air. And Faye was supposed to be some between So Butch Cleaver got between them and supposed to broken up or whatever. But when I tell you, I heard that she snatched Yolanda's guild off with authority.
Wait a minute. Oh,
no, bitch, I'm mad. I missed Von Tooth last night. Because y'all know I would have came on. I would have came on and had a motherfucking show last week, Wednesday, honey, and spilled on this tea. I would have waited for this day. Hey,
wait a minute.
Diego and little Trey, this thing, Yolanda getting her wig snatched off. Yolanda, you lost that fight. Even if you whooped her ass after, you lost that fight because you got your wig.
Well, they didn't. Come to find out, they didn't fight. The chap was supposed to swung on her, but because the Butch Queens was between it, they pushed her behind the curtain,
right,
or whatever. And that was that, honey. But yes, honey, they said she snatched her guild off with authority, honey, and told her, go get it.
Oh, no. Yolanda Revlon, please call in. Legendary Yolanda Revlon, please call in here. I want to know why you got these young girls snatching your wig off. You is an old girl, Miss Day. And you had these queens snatch your wig off, Miss Day. Where was her girlfriend, Miss Deja? Miss Deja, was you in the building, Miss Day? And you let them snatch her wig off?
Wait a minute. Now, Kelly, what Deja going to do? Because Deja's been getting her ass beat everywhere she goes. So what's she going to do? She ain't going to do nothing. Come on now.
I'm gagging. I need my sister Nicole to call in here, Miss Day, because we didn't know this juice, Miss Day. But she getting her suitcase together. She said she's going to call in later. I'm gagging at this. The girl's getting a wig snatched off. The Twisters is fucking in a Twister circle. They got Twister meat. They just smacking Twister meat all over the place, Miss Day. Is going on with this world, Miss Day. Can we all just fuck along?
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
going to be your hold,
Kelly.
Hang me up, honey. This will be your hold.
Oh, yeah, don't go.
Okay, I'm putting you back on hold.
That was cute.
I'm gagging.
Me too.
I'm really gagging at all of this is going on. Bitch, this is a mess, Miss Day. What the fuck is going on with these children?
Child,
what the fuck is
up
with the Twisters?
Summer coming up. These girls is going to be fighting down this summer.
Baby, the girls going to be fighting. The summer ain't even started yet, and they already fighting over the dick, bitch. I'm gagging. Diego, I need Diego up on this phone. I need Lawrence Ebony up on this phone. I need little Trey Alor up on this phone. I need to know the motherfucking cables. Because I seen up on little Trey's motherfucking Yahoo that it said he was New York City bound, bitch. But I didn't know that he was really in New York City. Bitch, this is a mess, Miss Day. I'm gagging.
But you know what? What I don't understand is who's fucking who with Diego and little Trey. Because Diego... I'm not going to steal that. Never mind.
Diego's what? Spill it, T-Girl. You started it. You knocked over my cup of juice,
ew,
which I need the rest.
Okay, well.
You got to fill it back up. You knocked over my cup of juice. Fill it back up.
Well, it was told to me, and I had to confirm that Miss Scooter actually be fucking Diego more than Diego was fucking him. And I gagged because I thought Scooter likes to get fucked. But the shame.
Oh, my God.
Diego.
Somebody looked at me up on Yahoo. And they said she's a big bottom.
Yes,
Scooter was fucking
yes,
her
yes,
nasty.
Yes, Scooter was fucking her down. And the shade is how I know is because I was at a ball in Jersey, and I don't know if they were stoned or high or something in that bathroom, but baby. That's all I have to say.
This is bad. Hold on, we got a private caller, you're live on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is up with Diego getting fucked when he got a lover?
Well, he got a lover. Who's
his lover?
Cameron Allure.
Who?
Yes, I did see him and Cameron Allure like 2 weeks ago coming from the Janet Jackson concert in Connecticut.
You said Ken?
Oh, Cameron, the sex siren.
Oh, Cameron. You said my Cameron from Ohio or somewhere he from? Or where he from? Where's Cameron?
I think he's from Jersey or New York, some in this area.
Okay.
So Diego has a lover, and Diego was fucking, him and Little Trey was fucking and all of this stuff, mistake. And he has a lover. Mm-mm.
And he's still supposed to be chilling with Lawrence, though. Like, what's
and still chilling with Lawrence, baby. You know, this doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't surprise me, all of these things. I'm gagging out. I'm gagging out on that, Sonny. It's a mess. It's a hello.
Mhm.
It's a lot of scandals and teas going on with these girls.
Yes.
I'm gagging. These children is. But
yes.
It doesn't surprise me. The situation doesn't surprise me with Diego because they said this is the same thing. Somebody just hit me up and said this is the same thing that happened with him and Lawrence with Scooter. So they said it really doesn't surprise them that this is happening.
You remember they got into that big old fight? It was Lawrence, Scooter, and Diego when they got into that fight at that bar. What bar was that?
Yeah, Virginia.
Yeah, they got into that nasty old fight, and Lawrence was not playing because, you know, Lawrence and Diego was dating at one time, and then Scooter and Diego started dating, and Lawrence said, no bitch, no man, basically, like, what the fuck? And, child, it was that. That was that, and, child.
This is bad. Baby, girls can't be faithful. This is a mess.
But, I mean, that's what it gives, though, because all of them got an Adam for Adam profile. All of them got a BGC profile. That's what happens when y'all meet these girls off BGC and A for A, even though y'all see them at a bar. But when y'all get all these profiles and y'all sit online all day and say y'all just on there looking for friends, girl, who y'all fooling, honey? Y'all on there cutting up. And y'all.
Oh, no, we got a call out. 862-600. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, call up?
Yo, what's good? What's good in the hood?
You tell me.
What happened?
You tell
me. Who's this?
Yeah.
Okay,
this is
hello.
Who?
What's up?
What happened?
What's up?
What's goody? What's goody? What's the juice?
What's good? What's up?
Who on the line tonight? Kelly in the house or is Nicole in the building?
This is Kelly. Kelly's always in the building. Whenever the show is on, Kelly's in the building.
Who's in the building?
This is the legendary one, the overall East Coast mother, the first.
Nicole in the building?
Who is
this? No, Nicole's not here right now. She's not here yet. It's Kelly at 15. What's goody, baby?
What?
Oh, my God. Hank,
hello?
Hank him up. He's getting on my nerves. Pick him up. He's working my nerves.
Baby, honey. They said, hang up on that Herrera. Girls in the chat room is a mess. If you on, I don't want none of that. Honey, if you on the phone lines and you got a what the fuck, feel free to press 1. We taking callers, honey. Don't be afraid, bitch. I be gagging at the girls. I think the girls are so afraid, Miss Thang, honey. I think the girls are so afraid, Miss Thang, to
I
say how they feel
why.
And what's on their mind.
I don't
Let me tell y'all girls something. That's why I'm the most hated femme queen in the ballroom scene, bitch. Because you know what? I say what's on my mind, and I say what's on my breast, and I got to get it out. And ain't nobody going to stop me from saying it, bitch. I don't give a fuck if they chop me to the day I motherfucking die or they shade me until the day I die, bitch. I'm going to say what's on my motherfucking mind because ain't a bitch going to do a motherfucking thing about it. How the fuck you doing? Honey, bitch, we got another caller. Let's see what they got to say. 336-254. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Yeah, what the fuck do these bitches got my motherfucking name in their motherfucking mouth? What the fuck? This is motherfucking Lawrence Ebony.
You ain't have to say your name, baby. I already knew who you was when I seen the number.
Listen,
see, honey, they said that you and Diego were supposed to be getting back together. What the fuck?
Girl, what the fuck? Me and Diego will never get back together. I don't know. Okay, you know what? I'm not about to go through the TV. Yeah, all this bullshit. Me and Diego is not about to get to know what the fuck together. Okay, like... I don't. That's bullshit. And then I don't know. I don't have nothing to do with that. Me and Diego are good friends. We remained good friends after we broke up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand where the fuck this shit is coming from. I haven't seen Diego since fucking
when
Derek Vaughn in fucking Virginia. I don't fucking talk to no motherfucking Diego. I am happily with somebody else. And I don't have nothing to do with this motherfucking bullshit, but I would really like to know who the fuck is saying this motherfucking shit and why the fuck these bitches got got my motherfucking name in their mouth. Now, I've been laying low for a little while, you know what I'm saying, trying to motherfucking change my character and shit, but then these bitches keep coming with this dumb shit.
So they're never going to let you change your fucking character, Lawrence, bitch, okay? They ain't going to let you change it. It ain't going to change, honey. It is not going to change, honey. I tried to change mine 5 years ago when I came home. They not going to let you change it. You're going to always be that loud Lawrence, rowdy Lawrence. They're going to never let you down. When you sleep, bitch, they're going to throw some dirt on your name to get you out here, and they got you out here.
Lawrence, did you hear about Diego getting his ass beat by Lil Trey or Lil last week?
I didn't hear that he got his ass whooped. I'm very aware of the situation, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
what happened? Let me hear your side.
Give us your side of the beat.
I didn't get that he got his ass whooped. I actually got, you know what I'm saying, that Lil Trey approached him or whatever, asked to speak to him, you know what I'm saying? He went over to, you know, have a conversation with him. Lil Trey asked him something. He gave a response, and I think he knew Lil Trey was sweet at him. But after that, I didn't get anything about Lil Trey beating his ass. But since the girls want to give, you know, me and him is still having. No, we not still having. But trust me, the bond is still there. And I'll say that.
I know that's right.
So the girls don't have to speculate on what the fuck we doing. Like I said, I'm happily with somebody else, but the bond is still there.
So
I know that's right, Lawrence. Round two tonight at Vogue Tuesdays. East Coast Mother will be in the building to get all the tea. Bitch, I want round two on these so I can record it, bitch, because you know I'm going to record it and bring it back to the show next week, bitch, if it's a round two, bitch. I'm going to be there with my phone, and I'm going to record every bit of it, and I'm going to get all the motherfucking meat.
Yeah, baby. I got you.
I
want to
thank you for calling in, Lawrence.
Thank you for putting this shit out there, because I'm glad. So I can, now I'm about to find out who the bitch was that said the shit. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, say, you know we definitely going to stay tuned, because we know you're going to put on the show, honey, what you find out.
Yeah. What's up now?
Okay, Lawrence, thanks for calling in. We got Tyshawn Milani's on the line. How you doing? What the fuck is on your mind?
Shit, just getting high.
I know that's right, honey. Well, we got a lot of callers now. The girls are calling in.
Why?
I don't know about y'all.
Think
like,
I have to hype it up.
Yeah, I'm going to be right here laughing.
305-627, you're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
So, I'm Diego's boyfriend. So,
okay.
What were you saying that he, what were you saying that he's done?
Oh, this is,
hey,
is this Cameron Law?
Wait a minute.
Yes, it is.
Wait, who's this?
This is
okay,
Cameron Law.
This is Cameron Law.
Okay, well, Cameron Law, this is what happened. This is what I get, and it was so
wait,
funny.
Who is this talking?
Okay, I'm just saying, you just listen, okay? You called in, you listened,
right,
you asked for the dirt. Okay, now listen. Now, this is what was given to me, and the little ball that they had last week at Club Escalitas on Tuesday, they said Lil Trey Allure and Diego's was supposed to be talking. They say when Susan got into the situation and started talking to Lil Trey. Diego and Susan kind of got into it, and Lil Trey and Diego got into it, and the shade was Lil Trey. They said Lil Trey and Diego got into a big fight at the club. That was that. But the shade was Diego and Lil Trey supposed to be talking, but if you did that, you his lover, so, you know, whatever, whatever. But then they also said Diego and Lawrence was talking, but now Lawrence said that yeah, they not talking, but yet it's still a bond, which is kind of a little iffy with me, so,
No, I feel like you gave a bond as a friendship and nothing more.
Okay, so what about Lil Trey, though?
So, no. What was this fucking in the bathroom? Like, what was that?
That was about Scooter. That was before you, baby. That's before you, boo. Okay.
Are you still there?
She's nappy.
It's a big juice.
It is.
Hold on. Lawrence, you're back on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Kelly, who is this with you? Who is that?
That's my special co-host, Miss 15, Fem Queen 15 with the 15 inches.
Oh, well, Miss 15, it's no shade, but I don't want you to imply that it's nothing still going on or what's iffy. Like I said, I just came on here and I just verified my word is good enough. If I said I wasn't fucking with Diego, then I wasn't. You don't have to question our bar. It's not for you to question it, so it's not iffy. It's right here to the right. It's not iffy, it's not all of that, like, for real, that's not really what I'm trying to give, and I'm not going to sit here when I can sit here and stop it, right here in the nip it in the bud, no shade, please don't give that. If I say it's not giving that, then it's not giving that. It's not for you to go to his boyfriend, sit up here telling him what's iffy and what's not iffy, okay?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but we got to get to the bottom of this situation, not with you. Get to the bottom of this situation because I want to know why was Diego and Little Trey at the club fighting for as a lover.
Lawrence, to be honest with you, the situation is not really about you. It's about Little Trey and Diego. It was just a thing that was just added on. But you came on and said what you said, so, you know, it is what it is. You came and said what you said, so, you know, that's what's up. Now, I'm waiting for Miss Little Trey.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, that please don't imply anything else that has nothing to do with me. Like I said, just leave me out of this situation. I don't have nothing to do with it, so just leave me out of this situation.
Your name again, I'm going to say it, so, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, I believe you for right now, but if your name come back up, hey, it is what it is.
I don't have a problem saying anything to anybody. Okay, so it's not a problem of me having a discrepancy that saying anything. Came on here and said all that needs to be said as far as I go. So from here on out, I don't have nothing to do with this motherfucking situation.
Okay. You don't have nothing to do with this, but I want to get to the bottom of this situation with Diego, Little Trey, and Susan. I want to get to the bottom of this because they say Diego have a lover. I didn't know that Cameron and Diego was going together. I thought they just was cookie crunch, girlfriends every time I seen them together. I didn't know they was lovers, and I'm gagging that Diego was out last week Tuesday at Vogue Tuesdays fighting with motherfucking Little Trey and Susan and all of this shit going on between them, and he has to
know
what.
I'm going to go ahead and say this, too, since it is that bond between me and Diego, and if he can't get on this line, I know for a fact that it's nothing between him and Lil Trey. I can say that, honestly. I don't know I'm not going to get into all of why they was fighting or whatever, but it's nothing going on between Lil Trey and Diego, and I can say that as far as the fact. They close. Yeah.
Well, we gotta get to the bottom of this, Lawrence. I want to thank you for calling in.
I don't know how y'all gonna get to the bottom of that, but I'm gonna clarify all that I know that I can clarify, and there's nothing going on.
Nosy fat bitch. The bottom of this, baby. Trust me, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. I'm gonna find out the tea.
Benny.
Okay, Lawrence. Thanks for calling back in. Place you back on hold. Hold on. Let me hit a little Trey up on Yahoo.
Tyson.
Yeah.
You know what this story remind me of, this whole storyline?
What?
The Three Little Bottoms.
Oh, shit. You is crazy.
Hold on. We got another caller. 973-373. You're live on the air on a classic. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Yo, it is what it is. This Papa representing from Brick City. I was just calling to get Nicole a shout out. What's good in the hood? real talk. I had to come out the woodworks for this. Y'all know Yolanda, my sister. Yo, what's good with that? What's going on with that? What's up with
no,
that?
I'm trying to get to the bottom of that, too. That they snatched her wig off and shit.
I'm
done with
it. Had to come out the woodworks. Y'all know Yolanda, my sister. Yo, it is what it is.
I'm sitting here and I'm utterly gagging that Yolanda is still out here. She getting her wig snatched off and stuff. By these young girls, honey.
Oh, man, I know I'm on the radio, but God, do I got to come bring her some heat and some fire out there? What's going on?
Wait a minute.
Now, you don't need to bring her some fire. We need to get her sewing weave.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, Kelly.
What?
Kelly, what's that area
yes,
code? What's
because
the
of
code
where
is area code?
No.
Area code 972. I was at the Bricks hard, yo, and I come to the city, and I go out of state. It is what it is.
Nicole,
say no
more.
Hey, I'm gagging. Yes, it's he.
Yeah,
is that Nicole playing on the phone?
Nicole.
No, that's not Nicole.
Shout out.
I thought that was Nicole playing on the phone. Yeah, I thought she was playing.
Yo, I want to get Jennifer a shout out. I want to get Nicole a shout out. I want to get Ashley a shout out. The House of Jordan still go hard. Jordan Ebony in the building. Knocker.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, man. I need to get to the bottom of this situation. I really do, bitch. Because I want to know what the fuck since they say that they wasn't fighting over this whole situation. I want to know what the fuck they was fighting over. Because only that time we see Diego Trey, Lil Trey is all the way. It's some holes in this story, okay? Lil Trey is all the way from the West Coast. Diego is from the East Coast. Trey just got to New York last week, bitch, and now him and Diego is having a fight. It is some hoes, and it is some motherfucking fucked up shit going on in this story, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this situation, because Lauren said that they're not fucking around, but something got to be going on, because Diego's supposed to have a lover, and he out in Vogue Tuesday, and he's fighting Little Trey, bitch. It's something going on, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this motherfucking story.
Ooh,
trust
wait,
and believe me, bitch.
Kelly,
I'm going to get the true story.
It's the
Hollywood true ballroom story, and I'm going to get the story.
Kelly, I just got some more juice to the story.
Okay, well, go ahead. Spill it. Not my come over.
Okay, you know Cameron had just called in, right?
Yes.
Okay, they're giving that Cameron just hit up Diego, and she is, like, going off, and now she done hit up Lil Tracy, and she's going to attack her, and she needs some clarification about some stuff. So why don't y'all just call in? All y'all just call in. The three little bottoms, four little bottoms, all y'all just call in and just make it one old party. Because I want to, no, let's talk about it.
Well, Cameron is still on the line. His number is still in the books, they say. He is still in queue. So, baby, maybe we get a little Trey. I just hit him up on Yahoo. He has to hit me back. Maybe we get a little Trey. Maybe we get Diego on the phone and we'll get to the bottom of this. It's out, honey. There's no reason to take and keep this motherfucking shit in secret. It is out already. The girls know, bitch. It is nationwide, honey. Y'all bitches just went viral with y'all motherfucking tea, bitch. So there's no reason to try to keep it in, bitch. It's out, bitch. Let's get to the bottom of this, bitch. Because I'm going to find out. And I'm going to keep talking about it. It's the true story and the whole story. I want the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you, faggot. Honey, how you doing, bitch? It's a mess, honey. But you know what? It's that time. Anybody else that's out there and you got a what the fuck, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are taking your what the fucks. I want all the tea. I want all the gossip, the dirt, and everything. Put it out there. We're here. We're gonna take our commercial breaks, and we're gonna be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm a diva. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga presents Definition of a Diva 3. May 14th, 2011.
Location:
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sets and Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, an Icon, Sheldon Kong, Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skit runway, $500. Legendary open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club skit face, $1,000. Open to all club skit performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it, if you will. Mother Erica K. Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Sexy Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonna Lore. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Stable, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure present the precious moments of the living doll. Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini grand, make us gag, open to all, $250. Twister versus sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch queen versus femme queen, sex siren, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. At the house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother D.D. Chanel and legendary overall mother Temptress Allure present the precious moments of the living doll.
We are back. We are back live on the air from our commercial break. If you want to advertise your function, your body, your ass, whatever you want to advertise, you can definitely hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com, and I can tell you all the information that you need to send over to me and the price to advertise whatever you want to advertise. How you doing? Or should
Back
I say, how you dancing, honey? Bitch, and it don't look like my girlfriend Miss Wendy is dancing any good, honey.
Okay. Did you catch the shade she gave the host, that lady with the mic, when they said she was going home? They said, okay, we're dancing. You know how you're supposed to dance again once you go home or whatever. Miss Wendy gave her, she grabbed the mic and started talking, and the other lady was trying to end the show, and she said, girl, I'm not dancing, and she went to the crowd and started shaking the people's hands. She faded.
Wait, so Wendy, Wendy not on the
show.
She
went home. I didn't watch it.
Yes,
oh, my
Wendy
God.
Home.
Yes, she got voted. She got voted off. And the host, like, you know, it's the lady host and the man host. So the lady host gave very much. She's trying to ask Wendy a question, and Wendy shut her up and gave very much, grabbed the mic and started talking. And the lady was trying to talk. And then she grabbed the mic from Wendy, and Wendy said, oh, girl, I'm not dancing.
That's Wendy.
Oh, shit. I have to watch her. I have to watch her before I leave. I have to go to the club, honey. I have to watch her, honey. I got to watch it, honey. And then she said, I'll do more talking on my show. Catch me tomorrow. I said, ooh.
No, that's right, Ms. Wendy, honey. Bitch, I want to know, bitch, I got to get to the bottom of this, honey. I'm texting around, honey. I'm texting around right now to my secret inside source, you know, that do my hot topics. I'm texting around to them, and I'm trying to get Little Trey's number so we can get Little Trey up on this phone, honey. And if somebody can text my red phone, if y'all got Diego's number, so I can try to get Diego up here on the line also, honey, to get to the bottom of this. Hold on, we got another caller.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah? 917. Oh, no, they hung up. Which one? Oh, well, baby, we just found Lil Trey's number. Hold on. Tyshawn, you're 15 talk, honey. I'm going to go on the red phone and call, honey, and find out about what's going on with Lil Trey.
Okay.
So what's going on with Tyshawn, boo?
Nothing, chilling, you know, paper, chasing that paper.
Yeah, same old. I smoked like 3 blunts today. I had me a little drink or whatever, a little cocktail.
Oh, that's up. I had probably about like 4 blunts for the day.
That's what's up. So
I cut down.
I don't know.
I'll probably just stay in the crib. I don't know, my dad. Probably Friday, I'll probably stay in the house. He have like this family night shit. So we just be in the crib, you know, talking, playing video games. That's about it.
Damn, Lil Trey phone went straight to voicemail. You know when the girls hear me talking about them on the radio, they turn their phones off. His phone went straight to voicemail.
You know what? It's funny that you said that because I called my girlfriend, and I was going to make it hot and have my girlfriend call him, but he wasn't going to know that he was on the show. They was going to have a conversation. She said he got the voicemail, too. So
yeah, the phone is going straight to voicemail. Damn. Honey, bitch, this is a mess. What the fuck is going on? Cameron, if you want the number, I'll give you the number so you can find out what's going on, too.
No, don't do that, Kelly.
Yes, honey, bitch. Don't play with my man, bitch. Let me tell you something, bitch, honey. I do not like a bitch to try to play with another bitch motherfucking man behind their motherfucking back. I will stab a bitch in their motherfucking neck, mistake. Don't play with my motherfucking man, bitch. There's a lot of things you can play with, bitch, but don't play with my fucking man. Bitch, you can play with my food. You can play with my motherfucking drags, bitch. You can play with my wigs, my gowns, and everything. But, bitch, don't play with my motherfucking man, bitch. I get real ignorant when you play with my man. Okay, and I don't give a fuck who you are, how long we've been friends, how long we've been girlfriends, sisters, or whatever. You play with my man, bitch, I'm going to come for you, bitch, on every motherfucking level, bitch. Trust and believe. The girls are trifling, bitch. The girls are real trifling when it comes to playing with people, men. That's the topic that we need to have. I need to do a Wednesday night show, and we need to talk about all these bitches that's running around here playing with other people, motherfucking men.
But Kelly, don't you blame your man for talking back to the other person too also, though?
Oh, you blame that bitch. You whoop your man ass after.
Right.
After you whoop
right.
that bitch ass, you whoop your man ass after.
All right.
But these
right,
bitches
right.
are getting real disrespectful.
True.
Bitches are getting real disrespectful. It's a
but
certain line that
lie.
You have to draw when it comes to situations. And bitches is real reckless these days. It's like, why? It's so much dick. It's so much ass. It's so much pussy out there in the motherfucking world. And bitches still want to fuck with other people's motherfucking shit, bitch. It's off motherfucking limits.
Yeah, but what? Forget it.
Yeah, well, go ahead, talk. We can change the topic, and if somebody calls in, what the fuck, they're going to run up calling, we can talk about that if they call in. We can change the topic, honey. This is my show, bitch. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I say, Sean, spill it. Let's go.
Yes, I want to know everybody, you know, the numbers is not high today in the chat room or on the phone line, so I'm going to sit here and I'm going to change the topic. I want to know to all the people that's on the phone line, to the 86 people that's on the phone line, to the 46 people that's in the chat room, I want to know how do y'all feel, I want people to press 1 and call in here, I want to know how do y'all feel about people playing with y'all motherfucking man or y'all motherfucking woman behind y'all motherfucking back, whether it's a friend, a girlfriend, a sister, an associate, or anything. How do y'all feel about that situation? Because I feel, bitch, the things
yeah,
that I be thinking
Kelly,
about doing.
Nowadays, please, people don't be claiming people. They just be doing them. And you would never know who's dating
them. Let me tell you something.
Unless
one thing about me, this is one
unless
thing about
public
me, right?
With it, but unless you public with it, nobody would never know. So unless they don't know, how would you know? Because they could lie to you and tell you anything.
This is all shit. They got me all fired up. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, honey. I just see something.
My Lord, my my Lord. Why did my face and my arms just scribbled up and got goosebumps all over it? I heard, ooh, oh, God, here we go. What happened? What's going on? Who's leaving?
No, baby.
Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. You stay right there, baby. Who's on the platform? Hey, sis, who's on this platform?
Hi, Tashawn.
Oh, that's the one. Oh, okay, the go figures. No one that was getting read. Oh, okay. Hi, Tashawn.
What's going on?
What are you doing? And 15?
Hey, sister.
What's going on? How are you? How's everything? What's going on? What the fuck?
No, I really feel some type of way about that because this is how I feel about the situation, right? If I consider you my sister, my girlfriend, or somebody, and you in my circle, Miss Thing, I don't give a fuck if you and that person broke up for 5 years, bitch. It's off the limits. I don't give a fuck if they push up on you or whatever. And bitch, if your sister told you that shit was the bomb, bitch, if they told you that pussy was the bomb, they told you that dick was nasty, bitch. It was bigger, had a mushroom head, bitch.
I'm going to tell you a little secret, not to interrupt. You don't tell your sister that. You don't tell your sister it's tired, girl. Oh, my God, that little dick. You got to say it all like
that's
that.
That's your sister. Your sister, no.
Mind you, you want to know something? I think people have a bad thing, Tashawn, of calling people their sisters. You notice I don't call people sister. You got sis, and then you got sister.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You got sis, and then you got sister. Me and you are never part. Look, sister.
Right,
and then
right,
you got sis.
Right.
So whenever I go sis, that means, you know, somebody I've known for a very long time and we around. My sister knows my personal business, knows, you know, what I like,
right.
what I don't like, who I like, and what am I
right.
after. So I think we just all put everything in the same category. And then what happened, and I'm telling you from experience because I used to do it, and then I gagged so many people were stabbing me in my back.
I like how you put it. I agree.
I was gagging how people stabbed me in my back, Tashawn, and I was like, that's my sister. No, Nicole, that's not your sister. You know, and I had to get it through a lot of tears, thinking that, you know, because I knew this person and we grew up together, that they were going to consider me.
I got you.
No, it's not.
Baby,
like
it's
that,
a mess. But... It's really a mess, bitch. And I want the callers to call in because I want to know how do the callers.
Kelly,
hello?
I can hear you.
Girl, your thing
Kelly,
went mute.
Can hear you. But, yeah, I don't want nobody to mess with mine, so I agree.
I mean, it's kind of hard because you know what I also learned about it, Tashawn? This and 15, this is a gay life. This life is built on promiscuousness. It's built on when we were young.
My phone is dying.
Yo, well, it built on promiscuous 15, and when we were young, honey, we was looking at prints of pants. You know, this is just nature.
Right.
I think that we as people have to learn to have some morals or some self-morals.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. That's my girlfriend. I'm not fucking with him. You know, like somebody stick
right.
up and say, I'm not going to do it, but everybody needs to be a part of the Get Fresh crew.
You're right. You're absolutely right. See?
And we end up gagging. I mean, how many times y'all have had it happen to y'all? All right, not sister, girlfriend, sis. Good girlfriend.
Y'all, my internet went down on me.
Tashawn, good girlfriend.
I'm trying to get back up online, honey. My internet went down on me.
Good girlfriend.
Okay.
Nicole, it happened to me one time, and I served that bitch up, and what I did was I had a nice, cute little threesome with them, and I fucked both of them, honey. And after I fucked both of them, I whipped both their asses and said goodbye.
Oh, now that's classic. Now that's classic.
That was a
world-star
hip-hop moment.
That was good to see. I mean, it was done to me. I've had it done even by strangers, and all them people can tell you the story because they've had all the protections and everything. In order to not go back into that type of behavior, you just got to realize that everybody ain't your friend because when I would gag
right.
like that, I would gag. Me and Kelly and them, we used to knock on the doors. We were going up to people's houses, baby. You did something you tried to do. I was coming to get you. And if you know Nicole, I was coming by myself. I'll come here by myself. And
let
don't let him
some...
be there.
Let
oh,
me tell you something.
Definitely going to be some shit.
Okay.
I'm going to, because, you know, I'm a real bitch. Okay. And I called my sister hello.
Yeah.
I called my sister yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, for some information, bitch. And I was on my way to this motherfucking door, bitch. And I was going to do an old school motherfucking trick and kick the motherfucking bitch door the fuck in, bitch. And I was going to taste that bitch with my motherfucking stun gun, bitch, okay? Don't play with my motherfucking shit. Baby, I'm trying to get back online. We had a whole bunch of callers, and my internet is doing shows over here. Honey.
I know y'all.
I'm trying to get back online so I can see what number switchboard was sending me. They told me.
What the fuck? Okay, what the fuck is up with me having a sis or a sister?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Well, I got four. Well, Nicole, I got three main sisters. Three main sisters, and you know who my main sisters are.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my sisters. And then I got sisters, you know. Hey, sis.
I got sisters for me. I've been on since the 90s. I have a lot of more sisters. But then you have sisters. I even broke them sisters down.
Gotcha.
You know, you got to break them
down, too. You have to definitely break them down. The definition and the meaning of sisterhood.
Yes. So even when you do have a sister, and I have a lot of sisters that whatever, but I still have to sometimes break them down because guess what? Sisters do grow out of each other.
They definitely
so
do.
You be sisters for so long, and then after a while, you know, it's not shade. You both go your own separate ways, and you do your own separate thing, and then you meet another friend. You know, and then after that, then you end up calling that your sister to long and find out that the one that you grew apart with was your sister and you need not have made anymore.
Right. I got you. Oh, got you.
Mind you, let me ask y'all something. I put on, I don't know if I did it on your wall, Tashawn. I put on this wall, T.D. Jakes had a thing called Confidant. Constituents, and it basically said the three different type of people in your life. I'm gonna put that back on my wall so you can go get it. When you get it, you're gonna gag, Tashawn, like, oh my god! And it really breaks down the two. I'm 15. You need to find, and Nicole S. Bowles, go and you will gag at how T.D. Jakes break down the three people, and it would be very sister and sister. So sister would be your confidant. Your sis would be your constituent.
I got you.
Got a gag. They both do the same thing. You would be so confused. You would think that that's your sister, but you're not. One is for you, and the other one is for the cause. So they for one is for you. They cry for you. They did for you. You sad. You know everything is about you. You are their confidant. Your four girlfriends, that's your confidants. Now your constituents are the people that can be with you and your four girlfriends, and they're gonna go with you shopping, and they're gonna look for you there, and they're gonna be happy when you get a job, and as long as y'all on the same a page and y'all headed for the same thing. But they're not there for you. They're there for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And we get confused when they end up leaving or they go somewhere else and we're like, oh, bitch, I thought that was my sister. No, she was only there for the cause and the purpose. Once the cause and the purpose was over, she was gone.
Mm.
I'm gonna put it on my wall. You're gonna gag. It's another name too, but I couldn't get that. But the ones that was most important is confidant and your constituent. Look at that. That's gonna be gag. You're gonna really gag. And everybody I played it for, like all my older girlfriends, everything, they called me like, Nicole, that message was completely nasty because it gives you a reality check. You start wondering, oh no, who is here really, really for me?
Hold on,
who cares about me?
Hold on, 973-373, you're live on the air.
That's what it is. This Papa hollering back. I just wanted to get Nicole a shout out. Long time no hear.
Oh, hey, Papa, how are you?
Real quick, glory to God for dropping that word from TJ Hooks. Yo, I'm feeling you on that. What's good with you, 2K11, my love, my beloved? God bless you.
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How you been? Are you still up in the city of Jersey?
Yes, I'm back in the city of Jersey.
Okay.
I am well, but they had to pull me out the woodwork because there was something going on about Yolanda. That's still my sister. I was just trying to find out what was going on real quick.
She called me yesterday with that voice. Nicole.
Oh. Check this back sister. To Kelly, too. Candino on his way up here from North Carolina this weekend. We're coming to New York real quick to shut it down.
Kelly.
All right, that's real talk, for real. So it is what it
that's,
is.
I know that's right.
But Nicole,
okay.
Girl,
it's going to be a match.
I love you, baby. God bless you.
And I love you too, and God bless you. I wish you well, and I hope everything is well.
Everything is all well. About to open up that store, our kids' corner. You know, got the kids' clothes, official name brand, straight from Isaac Mizrahi, the famous designer. You know, I'm doing it dirty in Jersey, so it is what it is.
Okay, do your thing.
Oh my God. And I'm glad y'all doing y'all thing too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I hope to see you, Nicole.
Yeah, I'll be around. I'm going to Florida tomorrow, but I'll be back in the city.
Oh, you'll be back in the city?
Mm-hmm. I'll be back next.
What's the next hottie? Because they know trying to come out the woodworks real quick.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, the next hot thing in New York is April 24th, and that's going to be Jack's Rumble Ball.
Yeah, that's that high. That's a start.
Yeah, that's
a good start because that's a good place to go. And, yeah, to get that is a good start, Papa, definitely.
That's a good start. I'm saying I need to get your number behind closed doors.
Okay, well, what you do is Kelly is private. She can take it and give it to you, and you can get her. You can say she can take you private, and she can give it, or she can give me.
Hold on, Nicole. Okay. Nicole?
No.
Hold on, Nicole?
Yeah?
Hold on. Nicole, you and Papa go private.
Hello?
Oh?
Hello?
We can do private chats in here? What is going on?
What is
this
going
a chat line?
Here.
Oh, no, let me try.
Y'all come with the chat line, bitch, and you call, and you know what? You know what I need to start doing, bitch? What I need to start doing on Wednesday night, I need to take the revamp the Wednesday night show, and I need to do love connections, bitch. Is there somebody out there that you want and you want to talk to them and chat with them, bitch? We can hook it up, bitch. If they call into the show and you call into the show, we can definitely hook it up, and I can take both of y'all motherfucking private, honey, and y'all can do the damn thing, and y'all can make y'all love connection, bitch. That's what I need to start doing, honey. But
hold on,
we got another caller. Hold on. The next caller we have is 202-423. You're live on the air.
I'm at work minding my business. I don't know how I got on this thing here.
Well, who's that?
It's a legendary icon.
Oh, that's Pop?
Icon.
That's
Supreme.
Hi, Supreme. Hi, Pop. What are you doing up on this line?
I'm at work. I just work. Just riding around trying to find me something to eat. I don't get off at 7 in the morning.
Oh,
listen, y'all keep me going, you know. So.
Oh, so you still doing the overnight thing, Pop?
Yeah, this is my permanent shift, 11 to 7, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Oh.
What's up, baby girl?
Who's that?
She's up here with spilling the tea about Diego getting his ass whooped by Little Trevor Love last week at Vogue Tuesdays.
She should have got her ass whooped. Got her ass thick. I'm trying to find out about this shit, too. They've been calling me
a
mess. I got to try to find my daughter Susan now.
Yes, I need to find Susan, honey. I hope to see Susan out tonight at Vogue Tuesday, honey. I'm getting on the train. I'm going to Vogue Tuesday, honey. I need to get the beat. I missed it last week. I'm not going to miss it tonight.
Yes,
honey,
yes,
I need
yes.
to see who's going to be round two tonight.
Susan, Pop, Susan is already back.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay, I got her on my seat, so she's already back, so we got her. You ain't got to look for her. You ain't got to look for her. She here.
Hey, Kelly, what's up with you? Are you chilling?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, relaxing, about to move into this new apartment next month, and just so happy and ecstatic that I'm moving.
Okay, that's exactly what's up right there. I'll bring
it. Yeah, so I'm coming down to D.C. because I need to get away. I'm coming down to D.C. I'm going to be calling you.
Yeah, come on. You know, we got a plan for Memorial Day. Cause I just found out that Jamie doing her thing that she do every year.
Hunter Reese is doing their thing on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then they having a lesbian ball
Sunday
in the daytime.
Yeah, in the daytime.
On Sunday. So I'll be there. I'm in the building. You know I'm on the mic on Sunday at the lesbian ball. So I'll be there Sunday night, honey, and I'll be there Monday for the Rumble, too.
That's right. We'll have a ball this year, just like we did last year. But y'all can put me on hold. Y'all keep me going for, you know, y'all hang up on it. Y'all can leave me hanging
okay.
a little bit.
Bye, Papa. I'll call you.
I'll see y'all.
Oh baby, but yes, honey. Back to these treasure snatches. Because the treasure snatches is getting out of control. You know what I think it is. You know what I think we need to do. One treasure snatcher need to get beat, Miss Thing, real bad, Miss Thing.
And I don't mean to promote violence and stuff, but one shot of snapping into your
That's a good way to figure it out. It's an old way, but it don't work like that. If they're a treasure snatcher, they snatch your treasure, somebody else's treasure, somebody else's. They don't care nothing about that. They don't care nothing about that. Nobody
what
has time. What we have to do is make sure that what we have to do to be honest, and I'm going to be honest because I'm a grown woman today and not yesterday, we have to make sure that our man, our treasure is our treasure and our man is our man, because we picking these people that think it's okay to go to the store and rub on our girlfriend tuck.
Look, Kelly, I'm going to tell you like it is. Like, just like how I spilled the tea about that Diego and Lil Trey fight. Now, this is how – I'm going to tell you how I really feel about the situation is how I feel about the coach in general. On some real shit, I just think that people should pick the person that they want to talk to or be with very wisely. First of all, Diego, when Diego and Scooter was together, when all that fighting happened with, between Scooter and Diego and, like I said, and Lawrence and a whole bunch of other people, Diego was cheating around and doing all the other types of shit. So, and now Cameron called up here and got, you know, irritated saying, well, that's his boyfriend and all this stuff. Well, you should have known that Diego does this already. So you picked him, you deal with your own shit. That's how I feel about it. Yet you already know what he's about, so therefore all this shit, you know, it is what it is. You had it coming. You already know what all this shit was given. You already knew what
Amen.
It was given.
Baby, it's a
if
matter
you already
of
know
yeah,
what
I think
it
from
is,
like I'm truly a believer that sometimes we just need to just point the finger at ourselves. You know, because we used to run around and we always beat at the girl.
Yeah.
And then after we beat the girl and 5 or 4 years later, what touch on? 7 times 6 months, then you and that relationship is over. You done beat that child thinking he's with somebody else.
I mean, Nicole, think about it. Now, say you had a person, like, just say his name was Tom or whatever, and say Tom had cheated on his boyfriend or whatever, they broke up, and now he's
boys and queens,
now y'all get together. What do you think is going to happen to you? It's going to be the same thing. The same result is going to happen. So why would you even set yourself up?
Because some people think that they can do it better. You always think, you ever notice that the next girl's trash is the next girl's pleasure? They think that they can do it better. Oh, well, I can cheat. He's not going to do me like he did her. No, he's not going to do you like her. He's going to do you somewhere totally different and worse than he did her.
You know what kills me with a lot of these queens? You be in a relationship with somebody, Miss Thing, bitch, and they be reading, they read. Down mistake about you being in a relationship with this person. Bitch, you and this person break up, bitch, and then they with this motherfucking bitch.
Well, see, that's the lesson that I learned at 30, that I'm not doing what nobody else say. I'm going to do what I want to say. If I like him, that's what I'm going to do. I don't care if my girlfriend don't like him. Then you don't come when he's here. I'm not going to do that, oh, he's no good for you. You're no good for me. Because if you're my friend, you're going to see what I want to see. And if we need to wait till that point come from. But you meet friends, they just be, oh, I don't see it. He's no good, this, and that. And so you're right, Kelly. And as soon as y'all broken up and not speaking, they his girlfriend. He talks to them. He's not even talking to you no more. You've been with him for 5 years, and he's talking to all your girlfriends that read him.
Bitch, I'm going out tonight, honey. I'm going to get the rest of this juice, bitch.
Something is missing. When they told me the juice, it was like a little part was missing. I said, okay, well, they was fighting over, okay, this whole little situation, but it got to be something else to the story that, you know, it's something else. But that's something that little Trey got to say, or Diego has to come up here and say it. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't only want
to. No, baby, I'm just gagging at all of this juice is going on and all of this shit is happening. And all Diego has a fucking lover. That's what I'm really gagging at. I did not know that him and Cameron was lovers. I really did not. I thought they were just Cookie Crunch girlfriends.
Ooh, see what I mean? That sis shit, that don't go either. Oh, that's my sister. What you talking about? That's my brother. That's my... Shut the fuck up. You tell me that's your house, brother, I'm going to kick you in your neck. Because you lying. And you know you lying. Why your house brother's hitting you up at 2:30 in the morning and you laying here with me?
Right.
That's his house, brother. And then, if you go too far, you're insecure, you're jealous, you don't know what you talking about, it's the hormones, you're going crazy.
Bitch.
I ain't never been crazy yet, bitch. When I called him a slut bag, he was a slut bag.
been crazy, bitch, and my gut ain't never steer me motherfucking wrong, bitch. When it start flipping, bitch, it's
but
true.
You know what? I think I had this thing, and this is to all the femme queens, and even to you girls that has the other name, Even to, like, I think it be the girls. It's the girls. They make themselves so weak, and they settle for anything. Like, it's 2010. I don't understand why girls still shake for butch queens. That we have changed the era of that.
Nicole, I just had that conversation with someone. I'm not gonna say who, but I just had that conversation with someone because they was asking me about their boyfriend, which was a femme queen. The person I was talking to was a femme queen,
mm-hmm.
and they was asking me, you know, my boyfriend, he likes boys. I'm like, how do you figure he like boys? He like because he got pictures on his computer of, you know, dicks and everything else like that. So I was like, you know, I'm like. I got to pull pieces out because I can't tell y'all who because this is
okay, but go ahead. Just tell us the advice you gave when you found
I just feel like dating, I'm like, she's like, well, you know, I don't know why he like all that because I buy him this, I buy him that. I was like, but why do you buy him that? Oh, because, you know, I don't want him to do what he doing. I don't want him to get locked up and stuff like that. I was like, listen, my advice, I think it should be 50-50 in a relationship. Whatever you're doing, it should always be 50-50. You and me have.
Well, I think that I wrote the manual with that. And when I wrote that manual, let me see the way your manuals wrote too, first of all. No 50-50. It's going to be 40-50. And you know why it's going to be 40-50? Because I knew what I got into when I got with you. And I knew that when you run off for me, you would run with another man. And I knew that I'm going to be gagging throughout this relationship once in a while. And just because I got to go through that, you're going to give me what I need because I take your sorry bad sack after you sleep with every man that do the same typical thing that every man does. And when you're gagging, hurt, burnt, hungry, broke, you come back to the wife that you only know. And I accept you back at any given point in time. That's why I say if I got my mouth and I want to yell and scream, let me go off. You laying in my bed after laying in Keith's and Mark's and this one and that one and that one. You know, so I think
it was different. It was different back in the days. Now, from what the girls are doing, from what we was doing back in the days, Nicole, it's totally different.
Because they told me the new thing is victory,
and they shaking their person's heart. Back in the days, it was that we was fab girls, mistake, and when we stepped out to a club or ball, they had to be up on our level for them to step out with us. So we did for them then when we stepped out with them. Now these bitches are shaking their purse hard, bitch, jewelry and drugs and traveling from state to state when they working and shit and everything.
And go why is that? That's what they have to go through. And you know what? That's something with themselves. And you know something? Sometimes you got to meet a real special person because I did to show me. It's not like that. You don't have to. And a lot of times people think as when you go on to be a femme queen, you need to do everything to feel
comfortable. But then now it looks like it's a trend because now every butch queen now is coming up messing with a femme queen because this femme queen is doing for them. And this is why
you're absolutely right. And now everything you hear
really starting like that. And I'm
and that's
like,
tired. Yeah. That's tired
it
of you
it
as
is.
A femme queen to accept it. It's tired as you as a butch queen because guess what? You know you like another man. Why can't you collect from him and help her? She will be there in
right.
the end. That's tired.
But then, very, very tired.
But
then the person I was speaking to was like, well, I don't like them to buy me things. I'd rather buy them things.
Oh,
like,
shit.
What? Are you
oh, shit.
Right.
Well, that
like,
was the end of that conversation right there.
I was like, you know what? It's no.
Well, let me ask you a question. You can't go into names and stuff, but how old is this person?
Hold on. Let me ask the girl in the chat. 22. I got
okay.
X 15 where
okay.
the show is going. Ask me where the motherfucking show is going. I'll tell y'all
right.
where the motherfucking show is going. Ask me. We got a caller.
Right.
973-397. Your live was the air. 973-397. Your live was the air. 973-397. Your live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay, we ain't got time to be playing games.
Well, you said she's 22. That's why. That's why. And that's why you need to be a good leader and just show up. But you can't force them because they're going to do what they want. But you could just let them see and just let them see and be right there when they're crying and gagging and they seeing how much you have seen. Eventually, they're going to get it together. That's because you're really young. And when you're really young, your whole focus on, I want to be kind. You know, I want to be, you know, you want to have a boyfriend. I want him to be cute. If you do not wake up in the morning and think that you are a woman, get out of drags. If
you
do not feel like that you have this stuff before you had, before I had titties, I'm 15, and body and all this stuff, you know all I thought about was bamboo earrings, a doobie, and a long T-shirt in the corner with the boys? And I thought that it was simple until I put those clothes on and I looked fierce because I just thought, well, you know, I'm going to put my hair in and I'm going to get some big, big bamboo earrings like I did and all this chunk jewelry and I'm going to buy some sneakers like I did, some polos. Anybody know my history, my sneakers and my polos?
Sister.
What?
Tyree says, oh, my gosh, Kelly, Dr. Phil, a.k.a. Mother Carr now.
That's all right, though, because I'm going to heaven. I got demons in me, so the least I can do is try to cleanse him out and cleanse everyone else or give the advice the same thing I give to myself. And it's the truth. I thought that I can put on a long T-shirt, 15, a doobie, and some big earrings, and I can be Project Cunt. And I look fierce, and I didn't understand. And they said you need titties, so then I put water balloons in it so that it can shake. I thought it was, you know, so normal. Like Kelly, she said that she didn't have all of this stuff for a long time. Why? It's because we thought we were cunt without it.
Right.
So you don't need all that stuff. It comes from within, like within. And did you say that was Tyreek, Kelly?
Yes.
Go figures.
But Nicole, you know what bothers me though. It's like, for example, I have a friend, she's a femme queen, and she what she does, she put an ad up on Eros, right, and she has a boyfriend, so called boyfriend, this little trendy boy. And she goes on Eros and the money that she gets, she spends it on him, on shoes, on, you know, everything. But yet he fucks her. Like he be fucking girls on her.
Oh, don't even take me there with that conversation.
You know,
ask Tyreek what I feel about that, Kelly, being that he knows so much.
but like I told her, I said, baby, first of all, that little tiny boy, first of all, you, and she's fucking him. I said, you have to catch that he's fucking butch queen, fucking him, and he fucking girls. I said, you need to get rid of him because I feel like if you're not bringing no money to the table, you're not coming to my door. If you're not bringing nothing to the table, you're not coming to
my
door.
In my career, okay, when I did grow titties, I knew trade was a no-no. That's why I don't care what people say about me and Butch Queens. I've successfully done it for years. I've never dated a piece of trade. I don't need them to make me feel cunt and fuck me and then come back and see me at 12 o'clock because they got to go see their baby mother do that. I don't need all that. I don't need that. A trade? Oh, my God. Trade is meant to have. You have trade and you send them on. Trade don't want nothing from you but your trade and your cakes and your mouth.
But then again, Nicole, when you look at it, the trade only wants what the Butch Queen is wanting now for you to trick on them. So it's like, what's the difference?
Right.
And that's what I just told the person. What's the difference between the trade and now a Butch Queen?
Because you know, for me, what the difference was with the Butch Queen, the trade come in secretly wanting the dick. The Butch Queen comes in with getting dick, so he's looking at you like you better not pull out that dick on me.
I got you.
Right, the Butch Queen, he already know what it. Right, he already know. So when he comes in, he come in to play the role. The trade come in hoping that you understand that he wants some of that.
Right.
Hold on. 404-941, you're live on the air.
Hey, I want to go back to what Kelly was talking about the stealing a boyfriend. I think the point that nobody. Hello?
Go ahead. You're there.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, the point that no one made was, like, if your relationship is good, your man should come to you and let you know that your friend is even trying to make a move before it even gets to that point. So I don't understand the whole, you know, fighting a friend because they're trying to have your man. If you really got your man, you know, and your relationship is good, they supposed to let you know before you even get to that point.
But ain't nobody ain't gonna tell you that. Ain't no real nigga out here gonna tell you that they want to just stop fucking with you for a minute to go fuck somebody else. Either.
It's not gonna
happen. No.
Without
a
butch queen
I'm
here
saying.
Tell you that, bitch. If you was a femme queen and he was a butch queen, he wouldn't have to tell you that. You would know that. But if it was a piece of trade, you gonna get egged. You gonna get. And sometimes when you say go tell the lover that their friend is trying to talk to them, I'ma clean it up for them. They may feel that if they tell that person that their closest friend is trying to talk to them, that they may ruin something between them two, and then that may ruin their relationship. You understand? Like, is that logic for enough for you?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
I never had that type of problem. With my friends though, I'm in a relationship, and you know, I actually am in a relationship, and my lover actually has a problem with me being in the ballroom scene. So he doesn't even associate with it in the ballroom. Anybody in the ballroom scene. So
that's good. Keep him far away.
That was always good.
Keep
that's
him
always
far
good.
The fuck away.
Oh, wait, that's always good. I guess that's why I refuse to have one now, because that's always good. Because once you got something, you're so much in the spotlight, and then you have a boyfriend that starts to go into your oh my God.
Okay, then you got to beat somebody in the head. You see, keep them away. That's a good one.
But you know what the over thing that he said? You know what the over thing he said? He said that the boyfriend don't want no parts of it. See, it's how we got to keep him away. He said the boyfriend don't want no parts of it. That's the problem.
Hold on. We got another caller. 718-913. You're live on the air.
Kelly, Nicole, what's up?
What's up?
What's going on?
What's up? This is Lance. How y'all doing?
Hey, Lance. What's going on?
What's good? Hold on one second. What's up?
Diego on the line.
No, Diego, yes.
Oh,
Diego.
Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room?
Oh, thank you. No, this is Diego. But
hello?
Hello, Kelly, what's up?
What's going on? Is Diego?
No, this is Lance. I'm calling in to say what's up to y'all.
What's going on, Lance? I want to know where your BFF is at.
He's home, sleep. He's home now.
Oh, baby, because I don't know what's going on with this fight with him and last week.
That's the BFF. Maybe he can enlighten us.
I love your show. I love the show because you give everybody a platform to say how they feel and their opinion about everything and everything like that. But on some real shit, that little situation was just what it was, a little situation. It's done. It's nothing more. It's nothing less than what it was. Ain't nobody got beat up.
You're cleaning it up, Lance. This is what the fuck Tuesdays. You came up here to clean it up. Now, wake your girlfriend up. Wake your girlfriend up. That's what we want. Cal, this is what the fuck Tuesday. We will be sympathy tomorrow. Wake her up. You came back on the phone and made it what the fuck Tuesday. We thought we had Diego on the line.
Hold on. But let me just say, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, you know, a lot of people is jumping in and saying all these type of craziness. And y'all ain't never hear Diego naming no craziness, having people in the back.
But that's here nor there.
That shit is whack. So that shit is so whack, you know what I mean? And, you know, I know that this is a boring scene, and everybody have, you know, it's fun to hear drama and everything like that.
Bae, you know what I got to say to that? Then Diego shouldn't walk Vogue Femme, and you shouldn't be his best friend, because when you're running around a bunch of queens in the club, and they're stoned, and they're everything, and they're sleeping with each other, this is what we got, and that's why she got a platform.
I understand that, and I respect you so much for you. I respect you for that, but at the same time, you know, we all human beings and we all people, and Vogue and Femme and all that, it's just, you know, it's just what it is, okay?
But it's something that we brought into our life. So when we brought that in our life, we allowed these people to come in.
But Nicole, I'm not disputing what you're saying at all. But I'm just saying that, you know, all those things come into play. But guess what? When it comes down to all the violence and the people getting hurt over this competition thing that we supposed to be calling fun, it's just not cool.
You know, wait. Where did you go there? I thought that they fight it over lovers. I'm not advocating violence at all. I thought it was a kiki.
You know, and that's what another thing people are running around saying. Fighting over lovers, that has nothing to do with this.
Wait a minute. Okay, so
it's about
they
vote femme?
No, they fighting over. No. What was the situation? Look, are you going to feel the situation
really and truly, I can honestly say, without getting too much into it, because I'm just calling to voice my opinion, because Kelly can give everybody a platform, because everybody has to say what they got to say.
Voice your opinion, Lance. Go ahead.
My whole thing is, I don't need an opinion.
I want
the
situation.
Nicole, at the end of the day, I'm just
going to say,
I love my brother. Dennis is my blood brother. This ain't got nothing to do with boss. He's a good dude.
My God.
He works every day. And the situation with that kid is the situation with that kid has nothing to do with nobody's boyfriend.
I
got to
check the Mega Million.
Thank you, Lance. I appreciate you for saying what you respect. I respect your opinion.
I don't respect it.
You, who's that?
That's 15.
I don't.
15.
I don't respect it because you're not making no sense. I'm thinking you're going to say the situation. You're not spilling the situation. If you're not going to spill the situation, then what's the point of this conversation?
But what's the point of talking about things that nobody has ground basis of facts for?
Because I'm going to get to the bottom of the situation one way or the other. Do we have another caller?
That just made it completely
confusing for me. I'm about to hit it. I thought it was cute. See, y'all be making me nervous.
I thought
that the juice was that something Diego had a fight with somebody who was trying to sleep with somebody he was sleeping with or something, and you know they was just kicking. I didn't think it was about advocating violence or about a ballroom or anything else.
No.
That's why you need to elaborate.
Why?
Because
but all I'm saying is that from what I heard, a few people were calling, saying all these different kind of things that just what had nothing to do with the situation. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
I just got on the line. When I got on the line, they was already talking about the Diego thing, so I just jumped in there. Okay, I just got here.
You know, Kelly, give everybody a chance to say something. That's all.
Okay.
I love you, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
The next caller is 973-204. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hello?
Yes,
this is Diego.
I knew it was you.
Hey,
when your phone was on
speakerphone.
He wasn't doing Wade. The best friend wasn't doing the job, but you know how overwhelming Diego felt? He said, hello. Like, this is Diego. I'm here. Okay, thank you. Now we can get down to fucking business.
Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Oh, he sounded like he was wide awake.
Sorry, honey, I heard it was a whole situation last week at both Tuesdays.
Of course, I was wide awake.
I know he was, Diego.
Everybody, somebody woke me up, of course, but I'm wide awake now. So
This is the story I got at the beginning of the show. You and Little Trey was supposed to be shinging, whatever, okay? You and Little Trey had a fight at the club. Susan felt some type of weight mistake because they said that you turned Miss Susan into the Bell's bombing when he was looking for her and all the situation. You and Lawrence were supposed to be fucking around and getting back together and some shit. Lawrence said that's not true mistake. They gave the very Cameron called in here. He was very upset mistake, and he doesn't know what the fuck was going on. Now, what the fuck is the story, Diego? You got 10 minutes. The floor is yours. Everybody don't say nothing. We're not going to get the real story. Okay, go ahead.
The first statement you said was true. The first statement you said was false. The second statement you said was true. And all the other shit was false.
We need that word.
So the only thing that was true was that you turned Susan in?
Like I said, the first statement was false. The second statement was true.
Ooh.
and the rest of it was false.
What was your first statement, Kelly?
The first statement was that him and Little Trey got into a fight they were supposed to be having or whatever. He said it was false. The second statement was that he turned motherfucking Susan in. He said it was motherfucking true. The other statement, Cameron was mad. Him and Lawrence was supposed to be getting back together. He said it was false. So the only thing that was true was Susan got her motherfucking ass turned in.
Now, like I said, I don't never get on this radio station. I'm never in no drama or anything like that. Whatever happened, happened. And it happens, and that's it. But
right,
I don't know all this
on,
other
right?
shenanigans talking about, like, me and Lawrence. Me and Lawrence dated a long time ago, a long time ago. Lawrence is nothing but a friend to me and will always be a friend to me. Cameron is my boyfriend. Let me rephrase it. Cameron's not my boyfriend. Cameron's my lover. It's been my lover for 2 years.
Oh.
So for the girls
that want
to know, he's my lover. Yes. And no,
well,
we're not fighting over, him.
Because,
bitch, I don't have to fight for nothing that's mine.
It,
I don't have to fight for nothing
that's
mine. I'm not fighting over nothing because, honey, he is mine. So what am I fighting? What am I fighting Little Trey over?
Right.
Not him.
And that's what that's all we wanted to get out. I don't know. Not me.
Right.
I don't really care. But, you know, that's
I fought her because she swung on me. And, bitch, I don't play nobody putting their hands on me. And
so why she swing on you?
Hello?
Why did she swing on you?
Oh,
it was a lot of miscommunication, and she felt some type of way, and I did too, and she swung, and that was it.
She was running around.
Oh. Okay.
What was the miscommunication about?
The miscommunication, it was a lot of miscommunication. And she asked me a question, and I answered her question, and she
I'm
going
to fuck him up. I'm going to fuck him up. That was cute.
These questions.
And who was in the background saying, and she said what? Kelly, who is that in your background?
Oh, no, we got Kelly background. Kelly background is not. Kelly was on mute, so you didn't hear my background. So
I don't know
whose
background that was.
And you didn't hear Nicole's background because there ain't nobody never in mine.
Hold on,
I got from my instance was that and Little Trey was supposedly messing around or something, and Little Trey felt some type of way, and that's why y'all had words, and then he swung on you. But I don't know how true that story is.
Yeah,
right.
She did swing first.
Oh. But was Cameron and Little Trey dating?
No, Cameron and Trey was Little Trey and Cameron were never dating. They were nothing but house members.
But you know, house members do have with each other.
Well, no, they not that one.
Well,
Little Trey
wanted more out of the situation is what I'm getting.
Excuse me? And no, he was not.
But what I'm getting
not,
is that Little Trey wanted more from Cameron than just being house brothers. If he wanted more, and then when he seen you, that's when he approached you because he had some type of feelings for Cameron.
Right.
So, Diego, who won the fight? Did you win the fight or did Trey win the fight?
Whatever you heard. But I know Diego didn't get beat up.
Well, okay then, because what I heard was that you got your ass kicked.
No, Diego didn't get his ass kicked. Who am I speaking with?
This is 15. That's all you need to know.
Who?
15.
That's one of the calls. That's 15. She's
oh,
like,
well, no,
I'm
well,
15.
No, I don't know you, but like I said, no, I can get my ass fucked.
Well, you don't have to know me, honey, because I know you. That's all that matters.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, okay. I know
this
you.
This is a big fucking juice tonight.
I know
but,
you,
but
I'm
no,
down.
I know, I know. I did not get my ass whooped or anything like that. My face is totally fine. Everything's
I'm
fine with me. She's
like,
one. And that was
I'm
it. And what are you confused,
confused
about, 15?
Because you said it was a miscommunication. What's the miscommunication? What was the question that she asked you for her to swing on you, and you gave an answer back? What was the question, darling? What was the question?
It's only for the girls that was at the club that knew about it. That was it. If you was in the area, you seen the fight, and there was a lot of girls that seen the fight.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Stop the press. Everybody be quiet. Excuse me. I'm on my red phone. My red phone has just rung. I have to put you on mute. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear.
Okay, hold on. Can everybody hear me? That's on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, well, stop the press. My red phone has just rung. They gave the very that Cameron and Little Trey had two times, and that's why the whole situation happened at the club this weekend. And this is coming straight from my red phone. I'm on my red phone, and this is what's being broadcast to me on the red phone.
I do see you on your red phone.
And they said, Diego swung on Little Trey first, and Little Trey swung back. And this is how the whole situation happened. I'm on my red phone, you know. I'm on the hot box right now, and I'm getting the tea.
Well, first of all, first of all, whoever texts you that, that's a lie. Because, first of all, I wouldn't be sitting here saying that he swung. First of all, I won't give nobody the credit of the doubt swinging on me. Because, bitch, you swing on me, it's no stopping. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I swung on him first. She swung on me. Don't promote anything like that.
Little Trey said, if any bitch thinks something was sweet last week, she will be out to motherfucking night.
Ooh. Well, Mr. I don't find no violence, and I just want to say, I hope we all can get past this.
They also telling me on the red phone, I'm still on the red phone with them right now, and they're telling me that if you think that, they said, Diego, if you think that they're lying, they said they could describe things on camera body that only you should know or somebody that has slept with him should know, not a house brother.
I think
everybody can describe everything about his body. I mean, because he does walk sex on category.
I'm not arguing over something that's mine,
and I'm not going to argue over something that's mine that I lay beside every night. No,
ooh,
need
I know
to do
that's
it.
Right.
No
yeah, but
need
when you
to
lay
do
beside
it.
Them every night, don't mean they come home every night.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Trust me, he does.
I don't know. Listen, let me just say something.
And some girls
I'm
don't even
biased.
Know what the fuck
I can care less.
Work means.
Wait, hold on. Let me just say this. I can care less who you're sleeping with. I'm just making fun. This is fun to me. I'm very biased in the situation.
Well,
I don't care who's sleeping with.
First of all, because I don't play when it comes to this, because my name is never in this stuff. So when it is in this stuff, it's serious to me. And you don't know me for a hole in the wall, and I don't know you for a hole in the wall. But I just want to say good night, everybody, and God bless everyone on this radio station and all the callers that are listening.
Wait. You just lied.
Diego is now gone. He has hung up.
Hold on,
you
got a private caller.
Lord.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
You having what the fuck for Tuesday?
No. Go ahead, baby.
Hold on.
Go ahead, baby. You're live on the air. Oh, they hung up. Baby, honey, it's a big juice. Honey, they said Little Trey said they had two times. And Cameron is lying.
I don't know.
Baby,
that
I need to get to the bottom.
Tell me, what do you believe?
Baby, the tea that I got from the red phone, honey, and y'all heard the red phone ringing, that's why I put y'all on mute, bitch, because you know I don't lie. I let the red phone ring so y'all can hear it ring, so y'all can hear that I was not saying this mistake. They said that Little Trey said that he can describe the dick to a T, Miss Thing, and that's supposed to be his house brother. He can describe the dick and everything to a T, baby. He can say the position that they fucked in and everything.
Ooh.
And this is from a source that they fucked two times. And that he will be out tonight at Rogue Tuesday.
Oh, my God. That is a big juice, Kelly. I can't believe it's a big juice like that.
See, Kelly, that was the missing piece. I knew it was something. That was the missing piece. I knew it was the reason why they fought, but that's the piece that I was missing. That's the piece. Now it makes sense.
The only thing I can tell you to y'all is that we have 1 minute. I have to start getting ready for the club, okay? So all you girls that's out there that's friends with me or you're listening to the radio show right now and you're guests in the chat room, honey, please hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com so you can definitely be on my friends list, because if it breaks out tonight in the club, baby, best to believe I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and I'm going to log on to Blog Talk Radio and I'm going to put in for a show for tomorrow, honey, and I'm going to bring y'all the motherfucking big motherfucking juice, bitch, because I don't like a bitch to spit the drop over my motherfucking juice, bitch, and don't fill the cup back up. So go Jaws, if you're out there on Yahoo, hit me up. So when I send out my request and my blast, you can know that it was a big juice tonight at the club, bitch. And I'm going to bring it to you live tomorrow night, bitch. I'm going to wait until next week to bring it to y'all. I'm going to bring it to y'all tomorrow night. Honey, this is Team Kelly. But everybody that's on the phone line, one by one, say goodnight because we're about to get up out of here and I'm about to get ready to go to Vogue Tuesdays.
Definitely. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Cameron. Good night, Diego.
Oh, Nicole is gone. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me, bitch. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom, whatever club you go in tonight, bitch, please make sure you do. Stay sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And stay tuned to my Yahoo tomorrow. So if it's a big juice tonight, I'm going to spill a cup tomorrow. How you doing? Because Wendy Williams ain't dancing no more because they sent my sister home. I'll see y'all tomorrow if it's a big juice. Bye-bye.